Hey, moms. Today, I'm going to skip back to the book of Psalms. Psalms is one of my favorite books in the Bible. And actually, one of my favorite chapters in the book of Psalm is found in Psalm 1. Hey, I'm Heidi St. John. So let's open up our Bibles today to Psalm 1 and read the first three verses. Psalm 1, verse 1 says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, and whatever they do prospers." Isn't that what we want for our families as women? We want them to be like those trees that are planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. The Bible says that the person who is like that tree is a person who walks in step with the Holy Spirit, who delights in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his word day and night. In our culture, the word meditate is taking on kind of a bad rap. When we think of meditation, we think of either a super Christian or someone who is involved in the New Age movement, or maybe Eastern mysticism or Eastern religions. But the Bible talks a lot about meditating on the word. In Psalm 2, he talks about delighting in the law of the Lord and meditating on it day and night. And then if you skip down to Joshua, Chapter 1, verse 8, it says it this way: "Don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you might be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful." These verses were not written for extra spiritual Christians. They were written for you. They were written for me. And what God's trying to tell us is he wants us to be meditating on him. That means thinking about him, pondering him, rehearsing in our mind what God might want us to do in any given situation. And the Bible says that if we'll do that, we will prosper. So, busy mom, before you take on your day today, meditate for a few moments. Take a few moments to meditate on the Word of God and claim His promises today. The Bible says they're yours to claim. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.